All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Guys, we are back with one more hour of Euphoria, and then we're going to switch it off to some new AVN next week. So let's go ahead and get started. Do you want to say hello to my little friend? Oh, well. At least I got to use the little friend line. Say hello to my little friend. I still haven't seen Scarface. One of these days I will. You can come out now. I said you can come out now. Hey, are you okay in there? Go away. Just leave me alone. No need to be embarrassed. They've thrown me in the dumpster too. Although, I said it right. Although it was the one outside the diner. And let me tell you, your dumpster looks way better than that one. Sure. If you don't come out of there, I'll have to use my super secret weapon. Your baseball bat? No, my flawless imitation. Clear's voice. You have to get out of there! No. Austrian accent. You have to get out of there. There's a bomb in there. Get to the chopper. You talk a lot, you know that? It's one of my charming traits. I'm grim. Rich kid, yeah. Everyone knows you. Jackie. Oh, they beat you up pretty bad? Not really. It's just a nosebleed. Why don't you come with me? Mom can take a look at it. She's a doctor. And she makes a killer cocoa. Or you can sit here in the dumpster if you want to, of course. I mean, it is a nice dumpster. Cocoa sounds nice. So why were they harassing you? Take a pick. It changes from day to day. Oversized glasses, braces, wrong clothes. That's why you should always bring a baseball bat. You can have it if you want. We have several. No thanks. So you carry a baseball bat with you at all times because reasons? Sure, unless I'm in the mood for some dumpster leftovers. We have a pool if you want to take a swim. And we have a private gym. And a yacht. We have a yacht. Too. Maybe you have one too. What am I saying? Of course you have one. Yeah, we don't have any of those. But you can see the house from here, see? Excuse me, but you can see the house from here, see? It's right over there at the top of that hill. I mean, the left side of it. There are about 100 rooms in there, and I'm not even sure I've seen them all. You don't have many friends, do you? Me? Sure I do. Why? Oh, just a hunch. Okay, maybe not that many friends. Or yeah, slightly less than that even. But you know, this could be the beginning of a friendship that lasts. A long time. What's the count? One more and you're there. New personal best. Piece of cake. I said one more, not three. Now you're just showing off. No, don't make me laugh, you fucking poser. Aha, you ruined it. I could have done one more. Whatever. You know the rules. Ruining a personal best means a sweat-soaked hug. No, but you got a personal best. Still ruined? Fine, bring it, woman. So moisty. That's right, you soak it up, loser. I just beat your personal best. Don't hold back now. Give me some of that juicy armpit sweat, too. Haha, no, I'm not that evil. Nobody deserves that. Seriously, though, I'm so proud of you. You should be more than ready to join the Marines when college is over. Oh, man. Yeah, that's the goal. Thank you for letting me use your private gym, being there for me, and always pushing me to do better. Dad's gym, and he's never around anyway. But thanks to you, I actually used it myself, so it's a win-win. Because you look amazing now. I feel amazing, and... Can you, like, unsee that, or unfeel it, or whatever? It's not like I can help it. It's like a hormone overload. If I as much as see a shadow of something that looks like a boob, and there we go again. To top it off, you don't exactly look bad, you know? In fact, you look great. So when you get close, can you say something at least? I feel like an idiot here. You talk a lot, you know that? Yeah, someone said that once. You've been my friend forever, and yeah, we grew up, and things happen. Boobs and stuff. All of a sudden, we're like old enough to just do whatever we want to do. You hear so many stories about people who were once good friends, but they went further one day. And then spent the rest of their lives wishing they hadn't because they lost a friend in the process. Just look at us now, being completely weird about it, when normally you'd say, "You have to get out of here. There's a bomb in there." Instead, it's like we're complete strangers. Like now I can't even look at you in the eyes. And you're not the only one with raging hormones. I missed that last part you said. Doesn't matter. Look, we're being way too serious about this. You'll always be my friend. But if it helps you, I'll never mention your boobs again or look at them. In fact, from now on, I'll call you Jack. Jack? Why Jack? Because then I won't look at you as a girl and, yeah, you being Jack is such a turnoff. Jackass. Perfect. So let's hit the showers. Unless you hijack them, that is. We could play for it. Who gets the shower first? Any particular game you had in mind? I don't know. Maybe blackjack? So many puns. By the way, are you looking forward to the party tonight? You know, the deal that we had? That virgin thing? Yeah. Sure. I mean, it's kind of dumb, isn't it? No, we're doing it. It's about damn time we got at it, right? Everyone else has. Of course, who's 19 years old and still a virgin? Exactly. So who's your pick? My pick? Well, yeah, you know, who's the chosen one? You know that just about every guy out there has the hots for you, right? So you can pick and choose. What makes you say that? Well, there's that enormous ass of yours. And there's a few other things. A few other what? You said you were never gonna mention my boobs ever again. You have to get out of here. There's two bombs in there. Pussy. No, seriously, get yourself a new training bra. You grew out of that one like 4 years ago. Not that I'm counting days. I like this one. It has cute wolf paw prints. And I'm already in the shower. You have to wait. Cheater. Grim. Huh? Wake up. What? What's going on? That's it. Now, excuse me, that's it. Now stay awake. Drowsy. No, stay with me. Jack, it is you. I never thought I'd see you again. Of course it's me. I'm so drowsy. Stay with me. Christ, but I thought you were in Arakistan or wherever the heck you went. No, I heard you were in the hospital and I came as soon as I could. You sure took your time. I've been here for a year. I didn't know. Jack, are you crying? I should have been here. I should have known. It was quite bad for a while, but it's not your fault. We all gotta go someday. And I don't feel so bad now. In fact, this new drug is my favorite. I'm feeling super good. But some of the medicine was really bad. The fucking bastard is gonna pay for what he did to you. But first, you have to get out of here. Yeah, that's not gonna work. I'm handcuffed. See? Oh, they forgot to lock it. They didn't forget, weirdo. I picked the lock. Just like I disconnected the IV. That's why you're waking up. But I'm dying without those medicines. No, you're not. I read through the journals. I don't understand. They told me... I don't understand why either, but there's no time to explain. They're keeping you here for some reason. But you're not dying. There's nothing wrong with you. Can we at least bring some of this great medicine? It's super fun. Come, let's go. You might have to carry me. Don't fall over now. Let me check. All clear. I set off just about every car alarm, so security should be busy with that. Let's get you out of here. You have to get out of here. There's a boss. Shh. You have to be quiet. You can't joke around right now. If this goes wrong, no one else is coming for you. Then it's over. You're as good as dead. Do you hear me? Blink twice if you understand. Ugh. We have to get moving. Come. I just thought of another Jack pun. Just whisper it then. Okay, it's... Episode 2. Jack of all trades. Cowabunga! Grim! Ah! I need your help with something. Hi, Paige. What's up? It's about Gina. She's... What's that? There's so many seagulls. I can't hear a single... I said it's about... I still can't hear anything and... butt naked! No shit. I said Gina was going out for some snacks and... You like sex? Ah! Fine. I'll come over there. What do you mean Gina's gone? When I woke up, I found a note from her saying she was getting some food. So what makes you think she's gone missing? Because about an hour later, she texted me and saying she'd gone off to see her parents. Well, I haven't seen her, if that's what you're asking, but she did mention something last night about her parents. You don't get it. She'd never go there. If you knew half the story, then you wouldn't even say that. It's complicated. Okay, so she wouldn't do that, but... Can you at least sit down so we can talk about it? You know, I'm flattered you came to me when you're worried, but you haven't been very nice to me. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to help you, and I really care about Gina, but I literally don't know anything about what's going on with you guys. Are you 100% sure that something's happened? No, she's been acting all weird lately. We were dead set on getting out of here, but these last few nights I think she's had a change of heart. So it's technically possible that she did take a trip to her parents? It's a 2-hour drive. Yeah, that's a bit odd, I suppose. And sorry for asking this, but you two haven't had a fight or anything like that? Yeah, we did, yesterday. I mean, not that bad, but we didn't agree. But I thought everything was fine by the time we went to bed. She even asked me to sing for her. Sing? Yeah, it's a song she likes to hear. Christ, I think you might be right. I mean, I'm sure she's sick and tired of me bossing her around. See? Maybe you're overreacting. And it's not hard to see that you're good friends. When two friends argue, it never lasts long. Heh, yeah, I guess you're right. You know, you're doing your damnedest to make sure you manage on your own. I know. It doesn't hurt to involve other people. If nothing else, you'll have someone to talk to. And now you sound just like Gina. I'm sure she's listening to you, so maybe you should actually listen to her. Fine. The first part is just embarrassing anyway. Have you seen that adult magazine, Womanizer? Sure, I've seen it. Well, the girl on the cover is me. Oh, wow, that's crazy. Especially considering I never agreed to be there. Back in college, I had this huge crush on someone. So I decided I was going to do something crazy and send her a nude picture. But I wanted it to be a good picture and not just some shitty phone camera stuff. So I decided to go to a professional photographer and get a proper one taken. I get the picture taken and leave with it in an envelope. I get home, looked at it, and tore it to 1,000 pieces. You weren't happy with how it turned out? I thought a professional would make me at least look better, but I was just so ashamed looking at it, I regretted everything. Anyway, I thought that was the end of it, until one day the principal called me into his office. You see, the college has a good reputation. People send their kids here from all over the world. When I saw what he had in his hands, I instantly recognized it. And I don't know how he knew it was me, but there it was, my picture on the cover of Womanizer magazine. I just felt so really, really stupid, miss. I know. It's a mistake, I promise. I didn't take the picture for the magazine. It was meant to be private, for a special friend. And it doesn't show my face, but somehow it ended up there. How did you know it was me? I assume we both agree this is something that must be kept under wraps and not tell other people about. A prestigious institution such as this cannot be associated with a student caught distributing indecent material. Of course not. I just want to forget it even exists. That's a really shitty thing to do. I mean, I know what I'd like to do to that photographer, and it's nothing nice. But I don't know how that led to you running. It doesn't stop there. A few weeks later, he called me into his office again, once again with that magazine in hand. I've been thinking about this little dilemma of ours. I haven't told anyone. That's good, Paige. Real good. But I'd like to offer you a deal. Deal? I don't get it. Looking at this, you obviously look good in front of the camera. how about you do the school catalog image showcasing the new cheerleader outfits? What? No, I'm not a model. I just want to forget the image ever existed. How about you just try the outfit and come by my office tomorrow wearing it? Whoa! We don't have to take any pictures. Just let me see how it looks on you. The way I see it, you're 4 months away from your bachelor's degree. Oh, wow. The way I see it, you're 4 months away from your bachelor's degree. I would hate to expel you knowing that. I'll do it. Good. Here's the outfit. Okay. So you see, I didn't realize it at the time, but he was working me over, challenging me, testing the limits and trying to expand them. An expert at breaking down my walls. So smooth, I didn't even notice it. Magnificent, Paige. You look really good. Thanks, I guess. Tell you what, come back on Wednesday. In this outfit? Yes. And before long, I was doing chores at his office. Random small tasks like sorting documents, putting the numbers from the cafeteria into the books, typing absurd things like phone lists. Like, really? Who uses phone lists these days? Paige, you don't have to tell me if it's uncomfortable. I was fine doing those tasks. It felt creepy, but I took it as some form of punishment and pushed through it. If I could just hold on for 4 months, then 3 months, then two, and then one day... Paige? Can you do me a favor and hand me these documents? Sure. At first I thought it was just one of those silly little tasks that made no sense. Like making phone lists. That's when I realized what he was doing. If there was no way I was going to go to the last 2 months... I was going to go the last two months without this getting worse. Yeah, I was going to get bad. Much worse. And sure enough, one day when I was about to leave... And Paige? Yes? Don't wear any underwear tomorrow. What the fuck? Don't tell me you did it. I wanted to walk right up to the guy and punch him in the face. I so badly wanted to scream at him, to call him a perverted fuckface, knock his teeth out. But when I opened my mouth, the only word that came out was... Okay. Why didn't you do anything? You could have talked to someone like your parents. No, I couldn't. It would have ended badly for me, my whole family, and well, that turned out to be true later on. But anyway, I was down to the last month before graduation, and a text ticked in my phone. It was from the principal again. It just read, "My office, Friday. One more thing and we can put an end to this unfortunate situation." Like I said, guys like that are smart. He knew I'd assume what I assumed. Looking at how things had progressed at that point, it was only natural I would. There was only one thing left to do. He probably also knew that the first thing I did was puke my guts out. But he knew. He knew that, because when he gave me several days to think about it, I'd get used to the idea. That my mind would accept the situation and think of it as a small thing. And as the days went by, I did. By Friday, I thought, it's not gonna be too bad. I'll just let him do the dirty deed while I think happy thoughts. He probably won't last longer than 5 minutes anyway, and I'll be free from him forever. Easy peasy. Fuck, Paige. Before you ask, I didn't do it. I kinda wish I had. Then we wouldn't be in this situation. Shit. Your job. Yes, but honestly, that's not important right now. Of course it is. Go. Well, I'd be on the page path. I don't know what I really want to do with this. There's so many different options, man. It's confusing. Come on, Paige, I can call him and say I can't come today. Spend the day with you instead. I honestly don't want you to be alone right now. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. Appreciate the thought, though. Take care, will you? Call me later. Call me later on and keep me updated. Will do. Now go, or Lynn's gonna be pissed at you. Hey, Lynn! You're late! Sorry, I was talking to a friend. She told me about a little predicament she was in, and it didn't feel right to rush away from her. Well, it's a noble thing to do, and I can hear you've been running. But try not to make a habit out of it. Of course not, a one-time thing, I promise. Come with me then, and I'll get you sorted. Your closet. Your uniform. And that's about it. So shitty lockers for the staff and all luxury for people like Sin. Pretty much. But you might want to keep your voice down in case anybody is listening. You don't want to be caught saying bad things about your boss. Boss. Sin owns the hotel? She does. Meaning she's also your boss as well as mine. So you won't tell her I said that, right? Relax, I'm not too fond of her myself. But I'll have you know. Excuse me, but I'll leave you now so you can change and start working. You do remember that I haven't worked in a hotel before. To start working means what exactly? Yes, I know. Today I just want you to move around and learn the place. Use the elevator to get to the different floors, interact with people, and help where needed. If there's anything you're not sure about, call me. The lunchroom is on the third floor right next to my office. Sin has her office on the sixth floor. Oh, and be careful on the fifth floor. There's a group running the whole floor permanently, and we try to be as discreet as possible there. Okay, that sounds easy enough. Should be. So change into your uniform and start exploring the hotel. Right. On it. Shouldn't take long anyway. I'm low maintenance. Just give me a few seconds. Lynn? Hmm? Is everything okay? You got kind of quiet there. You know you don't have to change in front of me, right? I meant to change after I left. We have one changing room for men and one for women. Are you blushing? I'm not blushing. Not too bad. Now let's get to work. Navigate around the hotel and interact with people. Use the elevator to get around. It'll also show you where everyone is when hovering a button. Head to the lunchroom on the third floor when you're ready for lunch, and use the red button in the elevator to exit the free room at any time. Is there anything, like, hidden? Remember the panties? There should be hidden panties in the game. They're probably not going to be here, though. I can't really go anywhere else here. Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't see nothing I can hit, so... Oh wow, the elevator opened up. Beep! Oh, that's just back in the elevator, dummy. Must be the hotel nightclub. Open during the evenings. Club Tropicana. I doubt the drinks are free, though. the hotel garage. Locked. There's a crest of a bear on the... No. I don't think this is part of the hotel. Maybe they rent out this section to someone else. But security cameras? Wow. Maybe there is some Resident Evil shit going on. Or some Starless shit. Maybe. Well, we can't go in there. Oh. There's a car. Oh, that's pink. That's really pink. That's like pink with pink on it. It's like, do you want car with your pink? You want a little car with your pink? Just a little car? That's Samantha. I should go have a chat with her. This is definitely the music that plays in a hotel. You sure you have to go? I really enjoyed your company the last few days. It's been nice having someone to talk to who's experienced the same thing. I enjoyed it too, but I have to get back. I came here trying to find answers, but instead only found more questions. But you made me realize I'm probably just chasing dead ends. I'll miss you though. Same. If you're ever in the Windy City, look me up, okay? Samantha? Do you have a moment to talk? Yes, of course, we probably should, but now is not the best time. Of course, but if we could find a time and place? I'm kind of in the middle of saying goodbye here. That's okay, I'm just about to leave. I can't stand being here. The sooner I leave, the better. Well, sorry to hear that. If you ever want to return to the Mayweather Hotel, I'm sure we can make it up to you. Miss Moore. Excuse me? What exactly gave you the right to look through my stuff? Apologies. I wasn't trying to look. Just noticed the name and wanted to be polite. What was that about? Some people just don't know their boundaries. They take what they want, who they want, whenever they want. Like this guy. Remember the guy I told you about? What's that got to do with this? I don't get it. Yeah. That's the guy. Listen, I'm obviously disturbing you, so I'll leave. I work here, so if you want to meet me up anytime, just look around for me or ask for me in reception. And to you, I'm sorry for intruding. So, anytime, okay? Sure, I live in room 414. What the heck was that about? You know what? You're right. I should stay a bit longer. But more importantly, do you know a decent store to go bikini shopping? She changed. Turned that frown upside down. So you heard about old Grim coming around. Oh, it's Lynn. Hi, Lynn. What's up? Hi, Grim. We got a little situation here. A woman is complaining about her room. No idea what it is, but it's in room 113. Can you check it out? You want me to deprioritize my current objective and make this my new priority course of action? Yeah, if you have free time. Wait, is that a movie quote? Maybe. Will you stop fooling around? Can you check it out or not? Of course, I'll get right on it. First floor it is. Bing! There she is. Are you the one who called for help? Hang on, somebody's finally here. I'll call you back later. One second. I'm Grim from Hotel Services. Valeria. Nice to meet you, Valeria. I heard you had a problem with your room. I'd like to request a new room. The smell in there is unbearable. Don't worry, I'll have a look at it. I would have said, I'm sorry to hear that. I'll go have a look at it. That's what I would have said. It's probably some small source creating it, like some rotten food or something like that. Yeah, I can promise you that this is not caused by anything like that. I think it's coming from the ventilation system. Don't worry your cute little nose about it. I'll have it fixed in no time. She's all yours. Give me a few minutes and I'll have it sorted. Have fun in there. So, room is fine now? Let's get you a new room. I hope the new room is better. I've been traveling for 12 hours now and I'm not in the mood for another smelly room. Don't worry, it's because of the air conditioner in the room. When there's a lot of moisture, it can cause mold on the filter. And when it gets moist, it starts smelling. It's probably because the unit's in the bathroom with all the moisture in there. So I don't know who installed it in there, but it shouldn't be installed in such a moist environment. But yeah, I'll have maintenance check the moisture levels in the AC. Can you stop saying that word? I really don't like it. Sorry. 12-hour travel, and I'm a bit hangry. She doesn't like me saying AC? Boyfriend, eh? It's complicated. Oh, wow, she's from Intertwined. Best relationships are. Probably. Well, here we are. And since you've been traveling for a long time, now you have the pool right there if you want to relax. Oh, wow, thanks. Not that I can guarantee that it's really moist in there, though. Like, you know, because water is moist. Are you pulling my leg? Like, I literally told you I didn't like that word a minute ago. Oh, that word. I thought you meant AC. Why would I not like... It's not even a word. Sorry, I need to take this. But thanks for the room upgrade. No problem. I'll tell the manager you were very nice to me. Enjoy your stay. Oh my god, you would not believe this new room I got. It's amazing. And the pool is right next to it. Really? You know I hate that word. Do 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 do. This reminds me of Earthworm Jim Level 2, where they play that horrible dun dun, dun and then it just goes straight into this dun 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 dun, dun, dun. That's just back in the elevator. Just She's obviously not correctly dressed. I'm guessing she's locked herself out of her room. Excuse me. Who are you? Don't worry, I'm here to help. You work here? Well? Yeah, I'm hotel staff. Do you need any help? You see, I came out of the shower where I was listening to music. And I think I should have turned left, but I went right. I thought, hey, right's gotta be right, right? But all of a sudden, here I was. Then I heard the door slam shut behind me and... oh no, I took the wrong turn. And I've been standing here ever since. So, help? Don't worry about it. Let's head down to the reception and get this started. You want me to go to the reception like this? I'll call them. Lynn? Yup. I'm here with someone who's locked herself out of her room. Sure thing, bring her down here and we can sort it out. That won't be possible, she's wearing a towel and, well, nothing else. I see, which room? 213. And her name? Your name, please. Vivian. That's verified. Now just give me 2 seconds. And that should be it. Oh, thank you so much. I was scared I'd have to wander around the hotel in just this towel. No problem. Just glad I could help. You really did. 1, 2, 3, 4. Counting steps? Is she one of those who has to count everything? Oh, she forgot to lock the door. 5, 6, and 7. And drop! Uh-oh. Damn it, are you trying to lose your new job on the first day? Don't stare at the naked girls. Oh, well, hopefully she doesn't mention it to Lynn. There's nothing else here. Okay. There's 2 ladies here. I wonder what they're up to. I always think it's gonna say, like, she happens to have a small dagger. You know, usually that's what Inspect does in games. Yeah, that's the guy. I ran into him at the club when I was waiting for my date. And made an absolute ass of myself in the process. Yeah, we were there. It was fun. So, did you have sex? Geez, see, I barely know the guy. Anne? You're weird. I'd totally do him. I mean, just look at those dorky eyes. Eyes? What about the rest of his face? I guess I would. Yeah, I'd do him too. Just imagine the orgasm face on that one. Anyway, I have to go. Don't you dare leave me now! I have stuff to see and things to do! What things? things. Bye. Do you think she's a bit embarrassed? Can you just forget everything you just heard, especially the parts about doing you? Scout's honor, I'll do you that favor. I was actually on my way over to see you in that lovely place of yours, but... Is that the hotel uniform? Sure is. You work here now? Sure do. Well, it saves me a trip at least. Because I was wondering if you'd like to hang out for a bit later on. You think that's a good idea? After all the do you talk? Can you please stop putting do you into every sentence? Sure, if you think it'll do you any good. But thanks for the boost of confidence. And sure, I'd love to do... hang out a bit after work. Great! Meet you at that Greek restaurant downtown? You know the place. No idea. It's right in the middle of town. You'll find it. I'll do my best. See you there, then. We've only really scratched the surface of this game, guys. There's a lot here to do. That's the lunchroom. Manager, that's Lynn's office. She's not there now. I'm not alone. Hi there, I'm new here. Yep. Don't worry, I won't bother you. I'm just gonna go grab myself a cup of coffee. I don't know how old the coffee is, though. As long as it's from today, I'm sure it'll survive. Or excuse me, I'm sure I'll survive. Can't guarantee that either. Well, I like to live dangerously, so... Have I seen you before? You look familiar. I saw you outside Cloud 9 the other day. I'm Grim. I'm Geneva. Is there any reason you don't have any coffee cups in this place? Let me find them for you. I mean, the label clearly says coffee cups. We had a short person working here, so we moved all the cups to a place where she could reach. They're down here. So you're going all woke because of one short person? I don't care about woke, but I do care about those who stand out. You know, you could have moved them back if the short person isn't working here anymore. Are we really gonna have this discussion? Nice job for you, then. Since I don't drink coffee. Oh, you're here already. Sure am. Is it too early for lunch? No, on quiet days like this, you can pretty much have lunch whenever you want. Me, on the other hand, well, let's just say that lunch is a luxury. I'll just grab myself one of these snack packs and get back. You alone? Fresh eats? Chips? Cookies? Mama's poppers? Mama's poppers. Tiger. Yummos. I'm just looking at the names. R-Milk. No, R-Mix. No, Geneva's here helping me find the elusive coffee cups. Oh, those. We should probably move them back. Here you go. And don't worry, I'll be out of your way soon. Geneva, did you clean penthouse too? She said she'll be back soon, and you know she wants it sparkly clean. I'll do it right away. Great, thanks. So what do you think about Geneva? I haven't had much to do with her, but she's a bit of an oddball. She's not too bad, a bit of a loner. She's probably the best maid I've got. And she doesn't complain about the unusual weird hotel room discoveries. The usual, weird hotel room discoveries. You wouldn't believe the crap we find in these rooms. I can't imagine. Why can't I ever decide what snacks to get? Whatever, let's just be and five. So how's your first day? No problems yet. I've been trying to navigate the place. But you have coffee, so I'm calling it a success. But just out of curiosity, cleaners can go up to the penthouse apartments, but I can't? They don't want to be disturbed up there, but cleaning still has to be done. So it's only me and Geneva who've got access. Orders from Sin. I'm guessing she's never down here to eat lunch? No, I don't think I've ever seen her here. She eats her lunch in the cafeteria. Good. It means we've got a safe spot to shit talk about her. You really don't like her? I'm just joking around. She hasn't done anything wrong towards me, at least. Yet. Oh, and before I forget, one of our guys needs some help. He's down at the janitor's office. Can you go down there and see what the fuss is all about after you're done eating? Will do. Thanks. Might as well go there right now. Damn friggin' thing. There's someone in there, all right. There's so much crap down here. Do you need help there, buddy? No, I think I've got it. The hell is that frickin' dresser doing back there again? It's like that thing just... I don't know. It just keeps popping up. Grim! Lars, I should have guessed. 1 second, I've almost got it. You know, when the thing you want is just outside the reach of your fingertips, just like an inch, don't hurt yourself down there. Got it. So you decided to ditch that trail of yours and check in at the hotel? Good move. Check my shirt, man. Oh, you work here. And just forget what I said about that wonderful trailer of yours. Lynn mentioned someone down here needed some help. I suspect that was you. Not really, but since you're here, that's actually perfect. But first... Welcome to the hotel! Thanks, man. Next up, the bar! So Lynn doesn't mind us slacking in the bar when we're supposed to be working? Not on quiet days like this. Then we're pretty much able to do what we like. Unless there's some kind of emergency somewhere. So are you enjoying your new job? Not complaining. Seems pretty relaxing. But I guess this is off-season. By the way, I'm preparing a little get-together at the beach tomorrow. Wanna come? Get-together? Having a bit of fun, some drinks, food, stuff like that. It's something I put together every once in a while, so we can celebrate the new guy. And who's the new guy? You are. Oh wow, you really don't have to. We definitely do. Some of the people here need it. Some of them have had shitty stuff happening in their life. So I just added the welcome the new guy part. Helps people get out and not sit alone somewhere. And, you know, there'll be a lot of girls there. That's always a plus. Having a lot of girls around is never wrong. Exactly. So how about you? Going steady? Yeah, lucked out on that end. Got the most amazing girlfriend. I have no idea how I managed to catch her, but... somehow I did. Special girl, eh? Like no other. I have no idea what she sees in me, but... That's quite the pun when I think about it. But seriously, you're coming to the beach, right? About 2 p.m? I need to ask Sin or Lynn for some time off then. Otherwise, I can come after work, of course. So sure, I'm in. Excellent. And by the way, if you met anybody you'd like to invite, feel free to. The more the merrier. Will do. But Lynn mentioned you needed some help. Well, technically no, but practically yes. I just need to add a tiny little drop first. This is potent stuff. Quality product, eh? Very. This is the good stuff. Just one little drop. Perfect. More perfect. And now for the helping part. Table 4, please. Oh, fuck. Your drink. Fucking took you long enough, dimwit. If it happens again, I'm telling Sin. Oh, wow, this must be my lucky day. So you don't work here, eh? Don't have to take orders from me? I'm gonna hate myself for this, but would there be anything else, sir? Yes, there would, actually. I need to capture this moment. Now smile to the camera. Oh, you could do better than that. Yeah, fuck this, I'm off. Not so fast. Bring me another one. Of course. Coming right up. Sorry, man. Seems like you two have a history. If I'd known, I'd have delivered it myself. No problem. Laxatives? Yeah. So, exactly what do I have to do to you to get that treatment? Spy on my naked girlfriend. Don't think I've done that, no. She's blind. Yeah, I definitely haven't done that. How long until it starts working? Shouldn't be too long. It's for horses. Oh, shit! That sounds like it could be a potential health hazard. More like ponies. I'm not that irresponsible. Well, I think I should get back to work if nothing happens in the next few minutes. Any second now. Boy, he's fast. Yeah, I'm impressed. Just one question. If he shits himself anywhere in the hotel, who has to clean it up? That would be me. Still worth it. Alright, and that's where we're gonna end it for this week, guys. We got some new AVNs coming up for you on, well, next week. What are they gonna be? Well, some stuff we've done, for sure. But, you know, I mean, that's how it is. We did the two big ones this week, and then we're gonna do some other ones. And then some other ones, and some other ones. You know how I've got it planned. I know what's going down. I gave you guys a good hour and a half of two great AVNs. And if you want more, you can check them out or wait till January. Yeah, no, I'm serious. Literally be January. Unless we decide to do a special last week of November thing. I don't know. Because I might just decide to do, like, another set of VNs or AVNs that we don't usually do. But alright, guys, definitely pick this one up on Steam. Same with Fresh Women. Pick them up. This one's also on GOG. Fresh Women obviously isn't, but this one's also on GOG if you want to get it there. That's where I got mine. Alright, so we'll see you next time, guys. I'm out for the night. You guys have a good one.